Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jonathan Pito and Jason Stanford with you guys on Afternoon Drive. I had that big old belly laugh is how it's always been described to me.
Enjoying it with Ross right there, right?
That's it. That's all it is. So he is right on a couple different things. And why we're bringing this to the table, I'll get to in a second. But he's right in the idea that the NFL has changed, Jason. The stars are in control now. This is a different league. Devontae Adams all of a sudden has an injury to then he is doing the Willy Wonka, just sprying up and then being as healthy as can be the moment he gets traded to Aaron Rodgers as he plays peekaboo on the Pat McAfee show and just comes out of nowhere. But the point is that if Myles Garrett, and this is where Myles enters the equation, I don't know that Myles Garrett is just going to sit back and watch as we go through, if it's a big rebuild, if it's an actual rebuild. I don't know that Myles Garrett wants to just be a passenger for that one. I at some point, he's got to want to win.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a complete rebuild. You're looking to get a new quarterback,
right? I agree with that, by the way.
You know, because you do have a ton of good players on the defensive side. Myles Garrett, by far, one of the best football players, not even on the defense or offense, probably of all time. You know, I would put him up against anybody right now when you look at what he brings to the table.
Yeah, he's
on
great.
The offensive side, you have some pieces. You get a new quarterback in here because Deshaun Watson probably is not your answer. And maybe things change. And for me, looking at Myles Garrett, he is the perfect pro that you need for this organization. You need a guy that keeps the stability going, and you have a guy that doesn't speak a whole lot, right? He's not big with speaking. He shows it on the field day in and day out.
Well, and as long as Myles is here, I think it tells the fan base we're not waving the white flag. I think it signals to the fan base that we are in it. We are trying to win. Look, we didn't just get rid of our cornerstone player. Like, we are doing it. We're keeping Denzel. We're keeping Myles. We're keeping name this guy, name that guy. The part of this equation that the Browns can't account for is what happens if Myles Garrett says, I went through 1-31. I went through the Baker Wars. I was a good soldier the entire time. Detroit's calling. I want out. I want to be able to win. And on top of it, you're going to do it in a way that makes it seem like this was your decision and not mine, so that I can still come back here and be able to do everything I want to do in regards to the Browns fans and not feel like I just abandoned ship.
Yeah, it would be hard, you know, for me. Like, you think about it from the player perspective, like you're talking about, of saying, if we're not going to win and we're going to unload everybody, then at some point, I want to be able to have that chance to play in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, look at Amari Cooper. He just got traded, and now he's got Josh Allen, and he's in as rosy of a picture as he possibly could be.
Yeah, you go from a 1-5 team, now you're a 4-2 team, and you're in first place. You have a chance in the AFC to go deep in the playoffs. I mean, it says a lot, but it also says a lot for the Browns to say, you know what, if we unload one player, maybe it changes the outlook of what we're trying to accomplish right now. Maybe it does, like what Stefanski was saying earlier, too. Hey, we're going to give some guys some other touches.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this allows Deshaun Watson to be Deshaun Watson. We haven't seen Deshaun Watson yet.
Yeah.
You know, since he's been here, we've seen bits and pieces of him, right? We've seen, okay, hey, he's a couple good throws or a couple good series. We haven't seen a whole game yet of Deshaun Watson. And we saw second half last game against the Eagles. Yes, he was good. He was better.
You sound like you're still holding out hope that maybe, just maybe, Deshaun still has something left in him.
Here's why I'm holding hope. Because I have a Guardians hoodie on today. That's why I'm holding out hope for Cleveland, the fan base, right? The sports base of it. That's why I'm holding out hope. Now, Ask me next week after Sunday. It might change.
That might change. 216-474-0092. A lot of optimism for the Guardians we had in the first hour. Odyssey Rewind. Go back and listen to that. And before you're like, Jonathan, why are you bringing this Myles Garrett nonsense to the table? You should be talking maybe some more practical players like Za'Darius Smith, etc. We'll get to Za'Darius. I promise you we will. But as when I asked Ross the question, you heard it, Jason. He's like, oh, yeah. I've been asked this one before. And it's like, oh, well, yeah, because you probably go on Detroit at 97 won the ticket. Well, right now, Detroit and Detroit Sports Talk Radio, and I'll play something from our guy Mike Villani in a second, but Detroit is telling you they don't have a chance for a Super Bowl with Aiden Hutchinson out. They are calling Max Crosby. They're trying to get anybody, and really, no names are off limits here. And this was Mike Villani. You guys can catch him here on Saturday mornings. He does a show called Boomer and Villani that we air here on 92.3 The Fan, and this is him on his local show. By the way, massive ratings. It might be the highest local sports talk radio in the country when it comes to ratings. Very popular show. And this is where the Lions fan is at.
Myles Garrett and his dead cap, and whether it's 50 mil, 25 mil, if they can restock their shelves, get first-round picks, they're dead anyways. The dead cap doesn't mean anything. They know they're about to be terrible. They are, in fact, terrible now. It is why I think it's at least worth a phone call. Not pounding the desk. I'm not mad if it, all I want to read is a report that they called and got laughed at. Yes, I would call about Myles Garrett. Why? Well, they just traded Amari Cooper. Oh, but what about the dead money? Dude, they're dead regardless. Go look at their cap table. They're not winning. They can't win with Deshaun Watson. They have to burn it to the ground. Go ahead, get rejected. Have the Browns say they want 12 first-round picks. Have Myles Garrett say he wants to live out his day.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
He's in Cleveland. I don't care. Pick up the phone.
I kind of want Andrew Berry to go to Myles Garrett and say, okay, this is, Detroit's offering 2 first-round picks is the rumor I heard. It'd be 2 first-round picks. That's what they're trying to float around there for Max Crosby. I would assume Myles would probably get 2 first and then even and then some because he's a little bit better than Max Crosby is. He's not significantly better, but he's a little bit better. Jason, that is, if we couple that with the first round pick we already have, I mean, you are stacking up draft classes then.
If that were to take place, if that were even to be on the table, right? If all of a sudden the phone rings and Andrew Berry's like, okay, what are you offering? And, you know, Detroit comes back and says, we'll give you 2 firsts, we'll give you a second, we'll give you a fifth. At that point, Andrew Berry has to go to Myles Garrett and say, Myles, this is what you're being offered right now to go win a possible Super Bowl and to be in a town that is similar to Browns fans, right?
Yep.
I mean, Detroit loves their base. I mean, they love their Lions. So when you look at this whole scenario, it's not a bad option if you have all of that in the cupboard, because then all of a sudden you can replenish it real, real fast. There are some takers out there that in the college world, there are some good players coming up through the draft class.
Yeah, the Lions are in a desperate spot, and you'd be able to take advantage of that. You just got to ask yourself, what type of rebuild is this? Are you going to have 3 first-round picks next year? What could that do? I guess it'd be 2 first-round and then 2 the following year.
Right.
What could that do for a team? Or are you going to keep Miles and then keep this thing going and then, you know, draft a quarterback and go from there? Like, you got a lot of different options is the point. I don't love giving up on a Miles Garrett, but there is a part of me that wonders, at what point does Miles turn around and say to everyone involved, I've been through a lot with you guys. Like, do what you just did to Amari. Send me to a competitive team. Make it look good. Send me to a competitive team. Tell people it was the draft picks, and I'll try to go win a Super Bowl with Detroit. 216-474-0092, because right now he's turning into this generation's Joe Thomas. That's who he is right now.
Yep, he is.
And that's not great. David in Cleveland. What's up, David?
Yes, how you doing today?
Hey, David.
Hey, please remember my name when I say this here. Cooper. You get rid of Cooper, and you wonder why he wasn't catching. First of all, they didn't want to pay. Second of all, then you want to trade him. Of course, I'd have stopped wanting to catch the ball, too. He's going to go to Buffalo like he's going, and he's going to start catching. Watson, you didn't build anything. Really, you didn't build around Watson as far as the offensive line. He only has 2 to 3 seconds to do what he needs to do. So he's going to get up out of here, go somewhere else, and he's going to be a beast. Rebuilding, I'm not confident in the people that does the drafting.
That's the other part of that, David. That's the other part of that. Not a lot of, and I appreciate you, not a lot of belief in Andrew Berry out there in those streets. There just isn't. Frank and Gates Mills. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Frank.
The Browns owe it to the fans to evaluate whether they can get something big for Myles Garrett. I would not even try to compare that to the idea of Amari Cooper being traded to Buffalo. And my comment about that, there was a comment made earlier about NFL players are not asking to be traded. Well, Amari Cooper did by not trying Mm-hmm. and not coming to practice on a regular basis. So I wouldn't even talk about those in a similar vein as I would with Myles Garrett. I'm glad Amari's out of here. I don't think Deshaun Watson is a good quarterback, but he's trying, unlike Amari Cooper was. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate you. AJ up next. What's up, AJ?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to float a question by you. Would you trade Myles for 2 firsts, a third, and their quarterback Hendon Hooker, the backup?
Yeah, Hooker's not good. I like what you're doing there. Hooker stinks. But I don't think 2 first and a third does it for me. But it does if Miles says, yeah, I could see a world in Detroit. I got to find out how committed Myles Garrett is. Well, that's the question there. Does Miles want to be here? And if he doesn't want to be here, and he'd have all the right in the world after how many years he's been here and been awesome to say, I want to go play for a title winner. I wouldn't hate him for that. And if he says that, then I'd give him the accommodations.
No, and at that point, the player's looking out for his own interests, right? He's looking out saying, I gave you everything I had and then some. We couldn't go anywhere with it. Now allow me to have that chance to play in 1 Super Bowl. That's all I'm asking.
And I think he'd get there with Detroit. Oh, I really do.
That team is so good up there. And if you were to add Myles Garrett to that side, oh my goodness.
But with that Hutchinson injury, they really do feel like they are now a pass rusher short. And that's why they're on the phones calling. And yes. I would imagine, I would bet dollars to donuts, they've already called Andrew Berry. 216-474-0092. We'll continue on with this. And also, Jason being the father of a 15-year-old, I got to get his insight on something. I think he's going to help clear it up for me. At least I hope you can. I have no idea what type of wisdom you have to offer.
Oh, boy.
But you seem like you got some good insight. So we'll find out if you can fix my life just a little bit while also not calling it Fix My Life, because that's already a segment that people do. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.